Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook as we continue our series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to talk about the fear of the Lord. When we think of fear of the Lord, right away we might think of being afraid of God, and that's not the case at all. Fear of the Lord is defined by St. Thomas Aquinas as filial or chaste fear, whereby we revere God and avoid separating ourselves from Him, as opposed to servile fear, whereby we fear punishment. Again, fear of the Lord is defined as revering God and avoiding separating ourselves from Him, as opposed to fearing God because of punishment. So when we think of fear of the Lord, it's this idea of knowing how great God is. We think of the passage from Moses and the burning bush, where Moses wants to hide his face because he acknowledges he is in the presence of God. And God reminds him, take off your shoes, for you are walking on holy ground. Every time we enter into the church, we should have an fear of the Lord, recognizing we are in the presence of Almighty God and the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle. That whenever we enter into prayer, we are speaking to the King of Kings, so our tone should be respectful. When we think about fear, we often think of a negative, but here fear is positive. We might call it wonder and awe, or a profound respect for God. Here's what Pope Francis said about fear of the Lord. He said, fear of the Lord does not mean being afraid of God. We know well that God is our Father and that He loves us and wants our salvation. He always forgives. Thus, there is no reason to be scared of Him. Fear of the Lord instead is a gift of the Holy Spirit through whom we are reminded of how small we are before God and of His love, and that our good lies in humble, respectful, and trusting self-abandonment into His hands. This is fear of the Lord, abandonment in the goodness of our Father who loves us so much. Let me repeat that again. Fear of the Lord does not mean being afraid of God, for we know well that God is our Father and that He loves us and wants our salvation. He always forgives. Thus, there is no reason to be scared of Him. Fear of the Lord is a gift of the Holy Spirit through whom we are reminded of how small we are before God and of His love, and that our good lies in humble, respectful, and trusting self-abandonment into His hands. This is the fear of the Lord, abandonment in the goodness of our Father who loves us so much. So we are a grain of sand on His seashore, and yet we are an important grain in His hand. Our lowliness before Him should be filled with humility like Mary, as she calls herself His handmaid, and may God's will be done with me, in her fiat, in her magnificat, in her saying yes to God. Mary acknowledges that God is so much greater, and because He has chosen her, He has done great things. How often God has chosen you to do great things through your life. Your very life is a gift from Him. And so we should be grateful for that. And the impact and love you share with God and one another is so beautiful. But God is so much greater than we are as individuals and a collective. So fear of the Lord is a healthy recognition of that very thing. When we think of fear of the Lord, we ask ourselves the question, how often do we spend time in prayer just recognizing the glory of God? When I've had the privilege of traveling through the mountains in Banff out west in Canada, I recognize Lake Louise, seeing the mountains, and I think, Lord, You're so amazing. You made all this. How many of you have been down to the Caribbean? I know I went once myself. And see the beautiful waters. God, You created this. I was taken up by a helicopter onto a glacier pulled by dog sled in Alaska. And I thought, Lord, you created this glacier. What is this compared to you? We had the eclipse just not too long ago. We look into a telescope and see the planets in the Milky Way. How great our God is. The gift of every child, how great our God is. That he would die for our sins, how great our God is. We could go on and on and on. And that's the beauty of heaven, that we can spend and will spend, hopefully, eternity with God in heaven because of his love and mercy, where there isn't enough time to praise him for how great he is. Wonder and awe in his presence. How can each one of us spend more time in wonder and awe of our God, thanking him for his infinite wisdom, majesty, power, glory, beauty? The list goes on and on. He's omni, he's everything, the beginning, the end. How can we spend more time in prayer, not just always asking him for things, but just basking in his glory? The gift of the Holy Spirit, the fear of the Lord, or wonder and awe in his presence, allows us to just sit in the church and just be loved by God and feel his embrace. This gift helps us to realize that every blessing comes from him, that God thinks enough of you, that he has blessed you even with this breath that you've just taken right now. The gift of today, the promise of eternal life if we are faithful to him. God can never be outdone in generosity. How can we use the fear of the Lord to further enhance our lives by recognizing how great our God is? He is second to none. He has no weakness, no limit, and no end. Our God is greater. Our God is higher. Our God is great. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to enhance our fear of the Lord, so our love for him will grow, our praise of his will be more authentic, more real, and filled with our whole heart as we, in wonder and awe, in great fear, recognize how great he is. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Budsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.